Otaku Cat with Jess. This week we're going to talk about space kind of things. It's kind of themed space, but I had received a email or feedback asking if I had seen the Count of Monte Cristo, and I had it, but I hadn't watched everything. And so to that feedback, I am going to review it this week, but this anime is Gangusko, The Count of Monte Cristo, and it's based off the book, and it's adventure, drama, romance, science fiction kind of anime. The plot is this young boy, Albert, he is rich, and he's just bored of life, basically, and he goes with his friend Franz, and they go off and do some traveling, and on the way, they get in trouble, or actually, Albert gets in trouble, because Albert is really naive, and he gets in trouble, and his friend ends up saving him, and also the Count of Monte Cristo ends up paying for his rescue. So they become friends, and he's happy that this Count of Monte Cristo is his friend, because it's like he's the big guy, the big cheese around. He's really rich and has all this cool stuff, and he's drawn like a vampire. He's like a vampire, and he's just, this character, the Count, is just a wonderful character. Even in the book, you just mystery, and you don't really know. You know that he's malevolent, but you don't really know to what point. And he's just very charming and stuff. And Albert is just naive to the naiveness, I would say. And so, apparently the Count is actually doing all this for revenge, to get back at Albert's father and some of the other people. But Albert doesn't know that until, the end. There's 24 episodes out. 24 episodes. It was originally made for TV, but they delivered it to us in episodes, and you can rent it at, the online rental stores, Netflix, or the anime rentals, or I think you might be able to buy it somewhere. I rent it more, and I actually rented it, and then I just kept it, because you can do that. And it's, at first, the style of art to me was very confusing, because they use a lot of texture as to not cut, instead of color, it's texture, and that's kind of distracting for like a couple few episodes. It was really distracting to me, but then I got used to it, because then I got really into like the storyline and the characters. I was like, forget this, but it's really colored really beautifully. Everything in there is just really beautiful to look at. It's very enchanting and mystical. And, like, it's just really good. It's really good. And I'm glad I watched it again. And I'm glad you brought it up. My fans, you brought it up. I'll put a link up for some more stuff about it. See, my favorite character is the Count in Monte Cristo, an account, because he's a blue guy with that has weird hands and powers. It's really, really good. Anyways, my second anime dealing with space, because in Monte Cristo, the whole thing is, instead of happening on Earth, in medieval times, it's happening in space and in different planets, which I thought was like, oh my god, they're gonna ruin it. But they really put it in there. They really use that to the advantage. So go check out The Count of Monte Cristo. Please, go check it out. My other one, trying to get back on track, my other one is Planets, P-L-A-N-E-T-E-S, that anime. And this anime is really, it's nothing outrageous or anything. It's basically an anime of life. It's a, to sum it up, it's a slice of life in space. It has some comedy, but it's really not, I mean, it's funny, like, the captain of this getup, she smokes, but she can only smoke in, like, this capsule because they're in space, and if she smokes anywhere else, you know, she can blow up the whole thing because they're in space in an oxygen-rich, you know, oxygen and fire don't mix. It's a no-no. But it's a comedy, science fiction, slice of life. Basically, it's a slice of life about these unit that works picking up space debris because the year is 2075, and people are traveling on a regular basis in outer space, and outer space, you know, they have a whole bunch of junk and debris out there that's causing problems with re-entry and space shuttles because it hits it and everyone dies. So they have a special unit, they're called EVA workers, or some debris collectors, you know, and it's really small unit because it's not really important, but it is important. But they have, like, 4 or 5 workers there, and they go out and they collect space debris, junk. And, you know, when I was first talking about this, I heard this on Otaku Generation. They actually did a review or something, I think. I might have the shows mixed up because I listen to way too many shows during the week, and I get them all mixed up. But I heard it on one of the podcasts, a review, and I was like, oh, that sounds kind of, it sounded interesting, but, you know, I would basically went out to watch it to prove them wrong, to say, like, you know, hey, this isn't good. But it actually is very good. The comedy is kind of dry and, like, whatnot, and they just follow, each episode follows, you know, each couple episodes follows a different worker, and that's about it. And I love the captain because she, you know, she's sitting there trying to smoke and she's in this like egg tube thing smoking, and then there's another guy that he's Hachi Kama or whatever, he's named after the headbands because he always wears a headband. And then there's this newcomer, she's a girl, and she's kind of goofy and, like, naive, and she's the one that provides all the comedy that happens. But they go out in space, and they get in their big space suits and run around and clean up garbage. So there's the garbage keepers. Yep. And for some more, I guess everything in the show is science fiction based. The next one is a classic. It's classic. It's still running really good. I mean, you could see it on Adult Swim. It's Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. And this anime is the greatest example of cyberpunk anime. And I wish there was more cyberpunk anime out there, but there isn't really, because it kind of died out. It came up real fast, you know, science fiction, science punk animes based anime came up real fast, and then it came down real fast. Ghost in the Shell, the series, is another cyberpunk, and also Lane is Serial Experiment Lane, which was another classic cyberpunk. But, you know, those are the two big ones that are out there that are cyberpunk. And I really like those kind of gender, because it echoes our world, our science, and makes it like, wow, you know, what if we had computers in our heads, or, you know, what if we could do, you know, what if we could be cyborgs? That would be so cool. I would totally kick ass. But Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, that's the newest one in the series. There's a whole bunch of Ghosts in the Shells, the different ones. And this is after the unit is destroyed, and then they... Well, no, this is the Standalone Complex is where it brings it up all the way to where the unit is destroyed, and then they have to redo it. So, if you're not a fan of this, you know, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? Go check it out. And I'm pretty sure that most anime fans know Ghost in the Shell because, for one, it's very well animated, and it's spurred off a lot of different movies and anime, like The Matrix. You know, the opening of The Matrix is way similar to the opening of Ghost in the Shell, with all the little digits and computer things. Also, it's on TV at nights on Adult Swim. They have the reruns and stuff, which I always watch, even though I've watched the whole series like 10 billion times. I rewatch it because, I mean, it's good. And, you know, the Major is hot. She's really hot. You know, she can kick butt, and she has a great body and great boobs. But I also like a person or a girl, a woman, to have some attitude and good personality, too. So don't, like, be like, ah, shit, you're horrible. You just like buddies. I don't just like buddies. Anyways, there's the phone. I hope someone else gets it in the house, because I'm not getting it. Ghost in the Shell is they actually classified it as a mecha, which I don't think it really is a mecha, because, well, I mean, it has some mechas in it, but the main part of it is not mecha. Military police. Yeah, I don't think it's a mecha. I would classify it as a cyberpunk, but I don't even know if that's really a classification. It's just describing it. But, there's a lot of sites out there for it. It's very good, and the music is really good, too. The plot summary, down to the plot summary, even though most of you probably already know it, is life between the digital and physical world, and is there where a human can be so computerized that it loses their soul? Or can machines have souls too? And it's a boundary between of technology and humanity as being, you know, integrated. Where do you lose your soul, or how do you gain a soul? Where's that connection? Where's that line? And I think that really is a deep, deep plot where you can really elaborate with it, or you can really just make it crappy. But the people that animated and wrote Ghost in the Shell, they really did a good line. They did a good job. They really elaborated on it. Really asked questions on, like, you know, can machines that think for themselves be human or have a soul? Is it right to go out there and kill them if they think, you know? It's like, are animals... Do animals have souls? This is that fundamental question. And I love those kind of animes, because it makes my head think. It makes my brain work. And I don't always get to do that, even though I'm supposed to be, you know, studying and learning stuff. You know, I don't always do that. And I do. There's 52 episodes in the Standalone Complex, and they're, you know, 25 minutes, you know, half hour almost, of goodness. Oh, goodness! But, yeah, I hope everyone had a happy Easter. I didn't really. Well, yeah, I did. I got an Easter basket from my mom. Or, actually, it was a bag. And I got an Easter basket from my significant other, which I really liked. I still haven't eaten all the candy, because if I had, I would have been dead by now. But I have a lot of candy and a lot of lollipops. And I got a cute little Peeps bunny plushie. Those are the bomb. Peeps are the bomb. I love taking Peeps and putting them in the microwave. If you have Peeps and you don't want to eat them and you're like sick and tired of eating them, put them on a plate and microwave them. Not for too long, because if you do it too long, you're going to make a sticky mess in the microwave and you're going to be in trouble. I heard on Talk of Generation again, the Peep Wars, and I actually went out and tried this because, you know, I don't have a life. I put two Peeps in there, and I put toothpicks for holding them, and they're jousting, and you microwave them and see who will pop the other first. It's very fun, you know. Don't do it too often because standing in front of the microwave will fry your brain. It's not good. Don't fry your brain. I don't want my listeners to go and be like, well, I was told I could look at the microwave and be okay. It's not. It's a health risk. Stand away from the microwave. I remember when my mom first told me about that. And I was like, in middle school, and I used to be deathly afraid of using the microwave because she made it sound like if you stand in front of it, like your heart will stop. She's not very good at describing things, or she likes fear tactics. I was raised with fear tactics, so I'm a very fearful person. But yeah, and microwaves aren't my friend. When I was moved out on my own for a year, in that year I had killed two microwaves. I have blown up one and set fire to the other one. And I had bad luck with microwaves, so don't, you know. If you want me to cook, I can use everything else except for a microwave. Because microwaves hate me. They're damn boxes of evil. They're boxes of evil! Evil! And if anyone goes on Gaia Online, that's GAIA Online, that's a great kind of, it's kiddie, it's meant for kids, young kids, and anyone. It's actually meant for anyone, but there's a lot of teenagers on there that are teenagers. But they had a good Easter event where you got little Easter bunny ears and all that. And see here, I did horrible on final test. I did horrible on it. I gotta see. I did horrible. And I studied. I studied so much, and I was so pissed off that I got it. I'm still gonna make a show though through the finals. It might be a little late. Like, I'm actually decided to do my show recordings on Fridays, either Fridays or Saturdays, because that's the days I have off. And Thursdays I'm getting really wiped out because as the last class is just hectic. It's hectic. Yeah. So anyways, that's it for this show. Sorry for, like, rambling forever, but, you know, I gave you three animes that are worth your while to check out, so go check them out. That's it for the cat. See you next week.